launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. You can go there and get interactive with other listeners in our chat room, watch the webcam. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. The main feature of the site allows you to influence the stuff we'll be talking about on these airwaves. You can go and submit content, and then other listeners will vote it up or down, and it'll end up on the front page of our website if it's popular enough. Head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Wayne, Mark here tonight. We'll take your calls about absolutely anything. And, of course, my name is Ian. We'll go to the phones and the fun first. It's Adam in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Adam. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, man, I just want to thank you guys for what you do, because you guys are the true freedom fighters, really.
You know, I don't think we're I don't really consider myself a fighter. I used to adopt terminology like that, but ever since a couple of years ago, I've given up on it, and I instead prefer just the idea of living free instead of fighting to live free. Just going ahead and living free, then it's they who are initiating conflict. It is they who are doing the fighting. It is they, the government people, the aggressors, who are fighting to keep their system intact. If enough people just start living
free. But thanks for the compliment.
Yeah, I appreciate where you're coming from.
Okay, that last call, by the way. Woo!
You know, it's guys like that that make me glad I don't go to church anymore.
Hold on a second. Our poor listeners in West Virginia and New York who just get the third hour don't know what you're talking about. Can you recap briefly what you're referencing?
Basically, a lot of biblical analogies and interpretation of God and the devil with the involvement of substance abuse. I don't know. I was kind of like zoning out while I was listening to it, to be honest with you.
And the snideness at the front of his. Well, can I take control of the airwaves now?
I've never touched a beer in my life.
Well, it's not surprising he's talking about control, because that's really what this is all about, you know?
Yeah.
Controlling your life. So.
You know, he wouldn't outlaw drinking, but he wants to tell you you're going to burn in hell if you do it.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. It's a threat. It's a threat on your afterlife, if there is one.
I got to tell you that one time when I lived in Hawaii, I tied one out with my friends, and we were drinking these Long Island iced teas, and they kept buying me, and they were stacked up. And I didn't drink them all. I kind of dumped them out when people weren't looking, but I drank quite a few of them, and I got really, really smashed. And when I went back to my room, I got sick, and I could have sworn that these little demons were saying, let me take you over, we'll help you, make you feel better. I go, no way, man. And I woke up the next morning in the bathtub. And I swear I saw these little demons.
And your kidney was gone.
no ice involved. For those who believe in a spiritual level, you know, there's always the battle between the forces of light and darkness. So people call it the devil or whatever, but there are forces of darkness, I believe, in the universe, as well as forces of light. And we want to be the forces of light, if that's how you want to simplify it.
I think that's a good point, Wayne. And I think that certainly the concept of the devil is something that men came up with in order to scare other men into subservience and obedience.
Or
but
just
I agree with you.
Or maybe to oversimplify the concept.
But without the – I think it was for control purposes. Because without the – because I agree with
the,
you.
The boogeyman.
Without something evil, then how can you know good? And then you don't get to make the choice, right? Because if there is no evil, then everything is just it is, and it's good. There's no choice to make there. Whereas if you you have both options in front of you, and you realize what the consequences are of choosing one versus the other, one path versus another.
I don't choose to look at it that way. I choose to look at God as a personified being. I choose to do that. And if God is a personified being and created the universe, then he would have had to have created evil as well as good, and he wouldn't be able to do that. And why would he do that? To me, it's a testing ground where you get to try out different ways of being and see how they work. And I can tell you that being evil or being drunk all the time or being any of these behaviors is a bad way to be, and you don't get good results way.
I'm not seeing how you're disagreeing with me.
I don't think there's these forces of darkness.
I don't know if I agree that there's a force. I just think that there are these concepts. And without the concept of evil, how could you know good?
Well, in the Eastern
without
world,
the contrast.
There's yin and yang.
Yeah.
And so it has to be in balance. And all of us have some evil in us, too. But if that takes over, If that becomes too much of a part of who we are, then, of course, we become bad people. We want to control others. We want to do these things. We want to aggress against one another. We want to steal from one another. So I think that, the force, the good force, the force that wants to leave others alone and be peaceful and non-aggressive against others is the light and being uplifting other people. That's of the light as well. Now, regardless of how you express it, there is a balance in life that I think we have to find.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Adam?
Yeah, can I take control?
actually, guys, we were in the previous hours, you were talking about, was it in Minnesota there's a new law about carding?
No, that's Indiana, although I look for it to come to a state near you because that tends to be what happens with these bad ideas as they spread.
Yeah. Well, I'm all actually for just getting rid of the minimum drinking age because I think the forbidden fruit mentality really comes into play.
Absolutely. Look at the European countries and how responsible, in comparison at least, many young people are there.
Yeah, I mean, who do you want teaching your young teenager how to drink? Do you want their pimply-faced, foolish friends that don't know anything about drinking to do it? Or do you want to be able to do it in your own home? It seems to me the responsible parent gives alcohol, some kind of alcoholic beverage to their children as they're growing up so that the kids understand how to use it in moderation, understand the value in it, as opposed to just releasing them on the world. Okay, you can stay out till 11:30 tonight, but don't do anything bad and expecting that nothing bad's going to happen.
You know, compared to Europe, though, in Europe they use mass transit a lot more, they walk more, whereas in America we're kind of bound to the automobile, and the problem, you know, back in the 70s, before a lot of states had a drinking age of 18 because of the Vietnam War. They at the time said, well, if they're old enough to go get killed in war, they're old enough to drink. And the reason why they raised it back up in these states where it was 18 was that there were a lot more deaths, traffic deaths of young people who were drinking. So it's not really a black and white comparison or an apples to apples comparison between here and Europe. But I think that problem could have been solved in other ways and by leaving the drinking age younger.
Yep, and this happened this past weekend. I mean, again, I'm for just getting rid of the law, but if we're talking from a legal standpoint, the governor of Maryland, his name's Martin O'Malley, his daughter was found face down in the city, and apparently she was drinking or doing some kind of drugs because the first family said that, you know, this is a teachable lesson. However, she was never charged with anything. Mm.
Yeah, whereas, and is she underage, the girl?
Yes, she's 18. She was at, a high school graduation party.
Whereas, had the cops come in to break that very same party up and not known who she was, then you can pretty much count on the fact that she likely would have been arrested and charged with, you know, underage possession or some similar nonsense crime. And I agree with completely that the alcohol or the drinking age should be abolished. And I think that each store owner should get to set their own policy as to whom they will sell to. And I thank you for the call tonight.
Thank you.
Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That way you can still kind of appeal to that set of parents that wants to make it so their kids can't go to the local grocery store and buy alcohol. Local grocer could simply say it's store policy that we will not sell to anyone under the age of 18. I don't know how that would end up shaking out in the free marketplace, how many policies there would be like that. But I think that each store owner should be able to decide for themselves.
You know, another question I think you have to ask here is, why do young people at that age feel the need to alter their consciousness? Well, for one thing, school sucks, and we know that from the podcast. They're bored. The opportunities for them when they get out of school are minimal compared to what they were decades ago. You know, before, you could actually become an apprentice and learn a trade and be making a really good living by 19 years old. You could afford to have a family. But now, what do you have to look forward to? You're going to go to college, and you're going to end up being over $100,000 in debt when you get out.
And working at a restaurant.
And working at a restaurant and having some little Bo Peep diploma in communications.
Yeah, you know, to some extent, I agree with what you're saying. If a young person had more responsibilities, they'd be less likely to do the let's go to university and spend the first 3 years, majoring in liquor and last year trying to figure out how I'm going to pass my communications degree, which won't be worth anything. I think that you'd probably see more of that.
We'll come back with more here in moments. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get a lot of features on our site, and we give them away, including our webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with other listeners in our chat room, which is on the very same page. So you can watch, listen, and chat all for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Hostgator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free website builder tools and templates. Use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Doesn't matter whether you want a complete e-commerce business website or just a personal blog, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's continue here and take your phone calls about what you want. Cobra Commander calling from a secret lair. You're on Free Talk Live.
It was actually a secret base, Ian.
Oh, a secret base. I apologize. Can you give us a hint as to where it's located, or what else are you calling about?
It's not on the moon.
Okay, good to know. I'll cross it off my list. I've been looking for you for a long time. So, go ahead.
Oh, I've been trying to take over the world, as you probably know, with elite mercenaries and futuristic weaponry, and it hasn't been working out so well.
Why?
I'm not sure. But the way to go seems to be in politics. So I want to know let you know that I'm throwing my hat in the ring for 2012.
That's awesome.
That's great.
The way things are going, the global enslavement platform seems to work really well.
So you're saying you're throwing your hat into the ring, but you're giving up on the political election, but you're giving up on having mercenaries do your bidding?
I'm not going to give up on that. I'm assuming it will help me fund that.
Got it. So are you planning on running for president?
Yes.
Oh,
I might change the title from president to, ruler or something cool.
Don't you think that's a little ambitious? Essentially a washed-up cartoon character from the 1980s. Don't you think it's a little ambitious? Don't you think you should start at, city council level or something like that?
No, nobody thought that a black man could be elected to president. So why wouldn't a cartoon character from the 80s be elected to president?
Very good point.
Wow. All right.
Do you have a girlfriend yet, by the way? Or a wife or anything?
Yes.
Cobra Commander doesn't mean girlfriend.
The Baroness. You knew that Baroness was coming in this one.
Now, I have never actually seen the G.I. Joe show beyond the last few minutes of the program because it used to come on before Transformers. So I'd always catch the G.I. Joe, what is it? Learning is
and knowing is half
knowing
the battle.
Knowing is half the battle. That's what it was. So I'd always
the other half is shooting your opponent.
So I didn't know that Cobra Commander had a girlfriend.
No.
But Oh, by the way, Cobra Commander, have you seen the G.I. Joe remix things on the internet?
Yes.
Mark showed me these one night, and they are hilarious. Yeah, they are hilarious. Mark, can you tell our listeners a little bit about these PSAs?
I don't even know how to describe them other than it's the old PSAs that some genius on YouTube has redubbed, and I don't even know what to look for. G.I. Joe PSA funny on YouTube, and you will find just some really kind of dumb and some really humorous these PSAs.
They took the clips from the old G.I. Joe PSAs and they redubbed them with very, very funny stuff.
Yeah,
some of them are really bad.
They don't make any sense at all, but they're funny, nonetheless.
Yeah.
So those were actually some of my IT boys that did that. It really kicked some dirt in the face of the Joes.
You're causing trouble out there on the internet. So what have you been up to the last, couple decades? I mean, I don't know when the cartoon series ended. I guess they did a live action movie the other year. I didn't see it. Did you?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I don't think they didn't ask for my royalties.
That's very interesting because the guy who provided your voice for the cartoon, Chris Latta, he passed away. I think it was in the 1980s. What was your relationship with him?
Oh, he was a very good chap. I enjoyed him.
Was he imitating you? How does that work? I mean, because you're here now, and you sound somewhat similar to how you sounded in the cartoon. How does one who is the embodiment of a cartoon character actually end up working in the cartoon industry? It's very confusing for me.
So Johnny Depp spent, several months with Hunter S. Thompson. And this gentleman did the same with me. He went on some raids with me. We took over some small third world countries and enslaved them and made them my mercenaries.
You are the best character call I think we've had all year.
Yeah, he's really good. Now, for this presidential run, you're going to need some kind of campaign slogan. I'm wondering, have you got anything whipped up, or should we discuss that?
Well, I want to be honest with the voters. When they vote for me, they're voting for their own enslavement. I'm going to be very honest about that, and I can truly point out that no other politician will come out and say that, but they are all looking for the same goal.
Well, you know, when you're enslaving people, you're going to be taking care of them, so you could be saying, vote for Cobra Commander, I'll take care of you.
Yes, I will take very good care of you. You will all have your nice little cells.
Cobra, have you considered a running mate?
Ooh.
My running mate, I was thinking about Skeletor.
Good, that's a good choice.
Skeletor's power hungry. I don't know.
He might try to bump you off.
Oh, he can't take me out. He's like in the Dark Ages or something.
A pile of all bones.
All he's got is a magic sword.
Yeah, I have all kinds of mercenaries and laser weaponry. He can't hurt me with his little axe.
What about the campaign platform? I mean, clearly you're going to run on a campaign of total enslavement, but typically when a politician runs, there are three core issues. What would you say the three core issues of the Cobra campaign for president would be?
Power.
Good one. Okay.
Cobra Commander as the ruler. And lots of cool laser weaponry.
You gotta have laser weaponry, that's for sure.
You've got my vote. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. I hope, by the way, we'll hear from the commander as he, the campaign ramps up, and maybe we'll have him on to. Sometimes we'll turn up the on Free Talk Live when the politicians are blathering. We'll turn up their debate or something like that on the air, and we'll just kind of heckle their debate basically on the radio. So maybe we'll have the Cobra Commander call in. And he could answer the questions. They ask the questions during the debate, and we could have the commander on the line, and we could go to the Cobra Commander for the answer of the questions. Because I don't know if they're going to let him in. I mean, I just don't know if ABC and NBC and the networks, if they're willing to sign the syndication agreement with Hasbro to bring Cobra Commander in for the debates. So
when Skeletor shows up for the vice presidential debate, do you think he'll be able to ride the big purple panther?
Yeah, see, that's out of my scope. I never watched that show either. But it's a good joke. I'm sure the He-Man people really get that.
I'll bet he'll have a big parade of midgets all around him as bodyguards.
Were you a He-Man kid as you were growing up?
Are you talking to Wayne? He was Howdy Doody. What are you talking about?
I'm asking you.
Soupy Sales. Three Stooges.
They had those old Batman cards. Boom-wham! On onomatopoeias on them.
We asked him some good open-ended questions, and he came up with some really excellent on-the-spot answers. Best crank, I think, best cranker of the year so far.
I would say so. He was awesome.
Can you call a character a crank?
Yes.
I guess you can.
That's crank.
All right, there's more coming up. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, and healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
Better Than Rocks.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want, take control of the airwaves, and dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. And those features include our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your phone calls about what you want, let's talk to Zach in Minnesota on the AMP line. Hello, Zach.
Good evening, gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, two quick points for you guys. First of all, if you each individually would like to answer this, what were your family and friends' reception when they heard about your involvement in the Free State Project?
Mark?
I'll go first. As far as family goes, I really only have mom. She wasn't excited. She liked the idea of me being down in Florida, you know, living relatively close to her. And, you know, that she wasn't excited about that. But she also knows that telling me not to do something is makes it more likely that I will do it. So she never really chimes in. She believes that, you know, she raised me to be independent, so I should be able to do what I want. And that's the way that goes. Many friends didn't want me to move, thought it was silly, and, you know, expressed their opinions as though it were.
I don't really have that many friends, and I don't really still, but I am, because I don't think you can have more than a few, but so all of my friends that I had would understand where I was coming from. My parents, I don't recall what they would say, but I would believe they would support whatever it is I decided to do. They've tended to be that way, even if they've disagreed with me over the years. I remember when I came out of the closet as a teenager, as an atheist, you know, my parents did not have a big to do about that. They just said, well, we still love you and support you no matter what you decide to believe. Of course, I'm a panentheist now, But I would presume that's where they would come from. I don't really recall anything about specifically having a conversation in regards to it. I mean, obviously, at some point I told them I'm moving to New Hampshire, and I probably told them why. And I imagine they'd had enough discussions with me about freedom at that point to, you know, not really want to say anything. Wayne?
Well, not too much. My mom just said, well, free steaks. That sounds pretty good.
What about you, Zach? What have you experienced?
Well, similar to where I think Mark was going, I've heard really some pretty negative stuff. People don't really get it when I tell them the ideas about lower taxes and, you know, everyone. There's more people that think like me there, and they all mostly, for the most part, consider me a nut job anyway.
Yeah.
So they don't really understand it. And I was seeing if you guys had experienced similar things.
No, okay, I can get specific. If you don't want to just talk about the Free State Project, you want to talk about the ideas of freedom, then yeah, my mom has called me crazy. So
wear it with a badge of honor.
My other point I wanted to get to was I'm not sure about Mark and Wayne, but I'm sure most people know Ian's views on the voluntary society. For those who haven't heard before, some people. I don't want to put words in your mouth, Ian, so stop me if I am, but would like to see the services that the government now coercively makes you pay for and use. Some people out there would like to see those offered on a voluntary basis, such as police, infrastructure, roads, et cetera.
Absolutely.
But what I would like to know, what are the safeguards against a totally voluntary society falling under a dictatorship, under some guy, maybe some conglomerate owner who owns...
Sure. Like the Bill Gates, the evil Bill Gates scenario, right, where somebody has a lot of money, can afford to hire mercenaries like Cobra Commander, and come in and take over an area, right?
Yeah, and about Cobra Commander, at least he would change the title to ruler and just be upfront about
it. Yeah, that's true. That's why he has my vote.
I'm going to vote for him.
So in that scenario, which has come up by the way, and it's a good question, right? Because when you talk about getting rid of the monopoly provider of, you know, services that require the, you know, detention of certain dangerous individuals, when you talk about taking that away, people get kind of scared. Well, what if somebody who's worse than the government comes in to replace them? And that's why the paradigm shift is required in order to get to the peaceful voluntary society. And that's why people need to come to the understanding that it's not appropriate to aggress against their neighbors. So obviously, let's presume that paradigm shift happens and that we can get there and that you've got a society of people that's full of people that generally understands that aggression is a bad idea, no matter whatever the excuse is. So then the idea would be that, well, somebody like a Bill Gates with billions of dollars would come in from the outside, who has a different paradigm. He'll come in and just, you know, rule over the entire place. And what would stop him would be the other protection agencies that would be in existence and competing for people's business. And if somebody comes in and starts to use coercion against people, they've got, hopefully, hired companies, insurance providers, or protection agencies that will protect them against that. And in the and they will protect them in whatever way is most efficient in order to do that. So in the case of the madman billionaire who is just, you know, raping women and destroying people's lives and burning houses down and molesting children and just hurting people and just being generally awful, in that case, then the protection agencies would be literally competing to bring him to some sort of justice. Maybe they would even assassinate him. I mean, if it was a certain, you know, if everybody knew what was going on, and certainly there would be investigations as to who was in charge of this shadowy organization, if he was trying to conceal himself, and he would not be safe, I guess is the point I'm trying to make. Whereas today, with the interlocking agreements that governments have with their international laws and their treaties and things like that, if George Bush or Barack Obama presses a button and wipes a country off the face of the map or sends troops over to invade another country and kills people, then there's never any consequence for George Bush or Barack Obama or whoever it is that the head of state is, because it's very rare that such a consequence will happen, because there are certain gentlemen's agreements between the rulers of these different plantations around the world that say, okay, well, we'll have our little troops, our little peons fight one another, but we'll never do anything to attack each other. This is our agreement. And which of them would disagree with that agreement? Of course they want that agreement. But in the free market paradigm, Protection companies don't have such an agreement. If some madman comes into an area and starts to hurt people, they're under no such agreement to provide him with any sort of discretion, if you will. They will do whatever it takes to stop the aggression against their customers. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I'd like to hear from Mark and Wayne if they have anything to add.
Well, I think that talking about this voluntary society is similar to talking about what will it be like when we have transporters like they do on Star Trek. I don't expect that level of freedom to exist in my lifetime. I think that it's going to take a great deal of time to sort of move people from the paradigm where we have, essentially the most successful gang in the world or in a given geographic area running the show. I tend to not want to talk to people about issues like, well, what's this protection paradigm going to look like? Because I don't know. And Ian doesn't know. He's coming up with some solution that, may or may not work out.
It's just speculation.
We don't know if this whole, voluntary society can work out. I do believe that a very small government that is set up, properly, now that we've made some mistakes over the last 300 years, that they can probably make a better constitution and do some things like that. And I think that we should probably move from here to through smaller government and make attempts at voluntary societies. But, that's all I see. I'm not even a wager or a guess.
Well, I look at it as a scale, and they always talk about the right and the left, which I don't believe in, because I think the extreme right and extreme left are the same thing in the popular paradigm. So the real paradigm is really tyranny versus anarchy, no government versus total government. And I think when you start to move away from tyranny, right now we're moving towards it, but as we start to move away from it and we start to move more toward anarchy, at some point we're going to find a sweet spot for a while. And then as we mature more as human beings, we can move a little bit more and a little more until we are more closely aligned with the vision of a totally voluntary society. But we won't get there overnight because there are people who just can't be adults in this world, even though they are adults in years.
Does that answer your question?
Yep. Have a good night, gentlemen.
Thanks for the call, Zach. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind to control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call if you make it now. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And the webcam at freetalklive.com is brought to you by memorydealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GPICs, XFPs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery at memorydealers.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, let's talk to Mark in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark. Mark in West Virginia, going once.
Well, I was hearing y'all earlier talking about the drinking gauge, and I just want to ask you this. You know, if you take away the whole drinking gauge, what kind of example is that going to set, you know, to the kids out there? I mean, you've already got the government, you know, taking God away from everything that they can. And, I mean, what example would that set if the government took away the drinking gauge?
Well, do you think that the government is stopping people from drinking now?
No, but don't you think more people would drink if they took away that drinking age? I mean,
no,
you know,
I really don't.
A lot of youth are under stress, and I mean, it's everyone that's drinking. It's not just those trouble kids or whatever. It's everyone. It's the kids you wouldn't expect that would
be doing. A lot of kids drink.
Sure, isn't that just the point though? I mean, many kids drink, and they drink whether or not it's illegal. So, what's the point in having it illegal so that they have to skulk about, lie to their parents, and all kinds of other things, and then making it illegal for me as a parent to teach my child how to drink alcohol? I mean, isn't that foolish?
Well, I mean, the point is, you know, you tell the kids it's all right to drink, then what else are they going to think it's okay to do?
It's not illegal. It's not illegal for them to drink bleach right now. They're not doing it. I'm not telling them it's okay to drink. I'm telling them that I'm not willing to put them in a jail cell. I'm not willing to ruin their lives over doing it. I'm not saying it's preferable behavior. I think preferable behavior is you know, doing well in your studies and making good money and doing all these other things. However, humans, since they've been humans, have figured out ways to alter their consciousness, and this is something they want to do. And I don't think that it's a good – I think it's a better idea to teach kids how to properly alter their consciousness.
That's the thing, though. You've got some parents out there who are worthless. They're not going to teach their kids that. The only thing they have is the government to tell them, you know, you need to go to school, you need to keep your conscious state, at least while you're in school, go get your education, then drink your head off all you want to once you're an adult. But
so because there are some bad parents out there, who, by the way, their kids are probably already drinking because their parents are bad, but because there are some bad parents out there, all parents should be restricted from being able to have their kids raised in a way that they think is appropriate as far as alcohol consumption is concerned.
Well, I just don't see how it can be a productive, you know, livelihood. Your kid going around drinking when they're supposed to be in school. I mean, that's something. It's the law.
Okay.
Everybody drinks. How are you? What you're saying is, I drink sometimes. You're saying, how can I have a productive life when I'm going around drinking? But I do have a productive life.
You didn't drink today
at
noon, right?
I can go around and drink and have a productive life.
But there's other people who can't drink and go around and have a productive life.
Then they shouldn't drink.
It's just not everyone can do that.
So you think you think you're going to make their lives better by putting their children in a jail cell?
No, not a jail cell. I'm saying just.
What do you think happens when people get arrested for underage drinking?
They probably go drink again.
And they go to jail first.
They go to jail and then they drink again.
Well, what happened when teenagers used to work during summer vacation?
All I'm saying is that, you know, you've got to put these rules. I mean, it's going to set a bad example if you don't.
How about wait a minute. Why can't each individual or each family set their own rules for themselves? Why do you have to have some central agency of force enforcing their viewpoint and what they believe is the right way to do things on everybody?
Well, I mean, even right now, you've got parents out there who are probably letting their 15-year-olds drink, parents that just don't give a dang about it.
And you think those parents – well, no, wait a minute. Just because there are some parents that allow their teenagers to drink doesn't mean they don't give a damn.
And I probably will.
Doesn't mean they don't give a damn.
Do you want to take my kid away from me because I'm going to give him beer?
No, that just means that they're probably just going to do other things that they shouldn't, and they're probably not going to do well in their studies.
No, my kid's going to know how to drink when adulthood comes on. He's not going to go out there like your kid is and get S-faced with his friends because he doesn't understand these things. He's not going to wake up on somebody's porch with a gun in his face. He's not going to end up in bed with God knows who because he doesn't understand how alcohol works. He's going to figure it out. You can let your kid go out and get taught how to drink by his pimply-faced high school friends. I don't want to do that because I'm not a crappy parent like you're going to be.
I have this issue with my wife because my wife believes in total prohibition in the house. I don't keep any beer in the refrigerator. It's gone the next day. But I believe that if I can drink responsibly in front of my kids, have one and that's it, and show them what responsible drinking is, that's a better example than for them to be repressed their whole life, and then they turn 21. And I agree with you, Mark. Then they go out and they go crazy with their friends because they don't really, they've never had a positive role model to show them that you're supposed to stop after one or two.
Well, I mean, if you can find me a 16-year-old who can responsibly drink, then let him responsibly drink. But if you can teach him to responsibly drink, then do it.
I knew them when I was 16.
But you're not. But you see, the prohibition laws as they exist today and that you seem to be advocating do not allow me to do just that with my son. I am not legally allowed to teach my son how to use alcohol. I have to skulk about and do it.
Thanks, Jed, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, you can't walk into a bar, sit down with
buy alcohol and say, look, I'm going to teach my son how to go drink. If somebody finds out about it, they're going to take my kid away.
They'll call CPS.
Because people are this nuts about alcohol. Oh, my God, it's going to cause the kids their whole education. It's going to be wiped out of their brains.
It's the devil.
I mean, it's absolute insanity.
You know, when I was a kid, my Italian grandfather always believed that, you know, you teach kids how to drink. And we used to have these family dinners, like a Thanksgiving, Christmas, and he always used to pour me a little bit of wine and let me drink it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, was terrible, but at least there was no curiosity. I knew
exactly
what it tasted like.
The forbidden fruit aspect goes away in the absence of prohibition, in the absence of all these rules. And taking that away is a very important thing because when it's forbidden, it's sexy. When it's forbidden, it's attractive.
It's cool.
But when it's not forbidden, then, oh, yeah, drinking? Well, my dad wanted to teach me about that last week. Oh, man, that was lame.
He's lame.
Yeah. Mm. So, no, I'm not saying it would be like that for everybody, but it's an example. The idea of that it's fun and dangerous to drink as a teenager. You could get in trouble. That makes it more exciting. It's one of the reasons why a lot of people cheat in a relationship is because, well, it's exciting. You could get caught. There's not as much excitement there if there's no forbidding factor. Same thing with drugs. And that's why that you find in places like Amsterdam and in the Netherlands that they, once they've legalized the adult consumption of cannabis, and they haven't even legalized it for teens, but even though they've legalized the adult consumption of cannabis to some extent, the teenage use has gone down because it's just that much more accepted in society. It's not a huge deal.
It's less expensive, too, so it doesn't seem as mysterious or I don't know. There's no panache behind it.
All the mystery has been taken away. It's the same thing like with a lady and revealing clothing or wearing sexy clothing versus being naked. Mm-hmm. In many cases, the clothing is more tantalizing and suggestive and sexy than the naked body.
Yeah, most people are hotter with clothes on than with
them
on.
Exactly. So we'll come – or even a hot girl, Mark, I think most people would agree is more tantalizing and what's under there if you're looking at – her with her clothes on.
Only for a while.
And again, it's the forbidden fruit aspect. All right, let's go quickly to Jed, listening in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jed.
Hey.
Jed, what's on your mind tonight?
What's up? Man, I thought you said that other guy's name was Jed. I was like, crap, don't confuse me with that dude.
Did I? I'm sorry if I did. That was Mark.
Yeah, I'm the layout.
Oh, no, it doesn't even matter. Anyways, crap, you guys talk about so many things, I don't know what the hell to bring up now.
You better pick one, because you got about 20 seconds.
I was going to say that the prohibition, like when people talk about legalizing hard drugs, or legalizing drugs, they always use the example of marijuana. And the hard drugs, so-called heroin, crack cocaine, any of those kind of things that people say, generally the addiction is limited just to the fact that it's the addiction that creates the problem. They don't really...
Right there, when I'm jumping.
Yeah,
hey, thanks for the call.
Good.
Yeah, it didn't sound good. Mm-hmm. Hey, anyway, we are out. And thanks, Wayne. Thanks, Mark, as always.
We're signing off.
We will return tomorrow, however. Same time, same place. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.